This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Yep, it's the Third Watch with all the news for the First Watch people because we do their overnight news prep. And this is the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean, and don't forget around the world on the Internet, my Moss Nissan studio, very proud to be sitting in it. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. It was a great day yesterday, Veterans Day. Got to meet a lot of people, shake a lot of hands, not only at breakfast, not only when I was over at Moss Nissan in North Florida, but also later on in the day when I went to another place after I left Moss Nissan. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, everybody working on the Third Watch, and I'm going to start tonight with the priority, guys. The snowplow drivers that are out there in the snowstorm headed up the East Coast, across the East Coast from the Midwest. And by the way, the lee shore of Lake Ontario tonight. Yep, winter wonderland, lake effect snow. And the sander guys that are out there, appreciate you. The truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. We appreciate what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Nikki Haley, in the news still, was on Sean Hannity's program last night, and she said, I did tell President Trump about the White House in-house resistance.
That's exactly right, and a lot of that, the catalyst for that as well, Captain, I think that Sebastian Gorka had raised that question, you know, why didn't you say something, basically, and she pretty much just tweeted back saying, I did.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Exactly, yeah. And so this is, you know, the whole notion that somebody would try to undermine the president and certainly someone who would be working with the president in the White House, we're even talking about the so-called resistance, I think Nikki Haley has found pretty abhorrent.
Yeah, and the fact that she was asked to go along with it, I mean, I don't know what they were thinking about because Nikki, and by the way, Nikki Haley, we'll get into this a little bit later, but yesterday Morning Joe came out and said that this book that Nikki Haley has written is the prelim for her replacing Mike Pence on the ticket.
That's, well, you know, that's interesting to say, yeah, because, well, here's the thing. I don't know that the president would be looking actively for some cause to replace Mike Pence on the ticket, but it's an interesting thing of what's been said here, because I think, usually, you know, these things are always in flux to some degree, and, it's a possibility, but of course, a lot of people like Mike Pence very much.
Yeah, well, the evangelicals certainly do, and the only thing I could think of if they were going to replace him was he might not run for vice president, and he might become the next, Secretary of State, and they might move Pompeo back to something else.
very possible.
I'm just talking out loud here.
Yeah, well, Vice President Pence, I think, is a good man. And like I said, I don't think the president would do anything for cause. But you never know in politics. See, that's the thing. Stranger things have happened, and Nikki Haley has shown herself to be very formidable and very capable, and it's very interesting to see her in this particular situation with this new story about the undermining of the administration and how all that goes together with this possibility.
Now, do you remember Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, he came out yesterday and said that the GOP is going on the offensive, and here's exactly what he had to say. He said, not only is impeachment dead on arrival when it gets to the Senate, there's a real risk that the Senate won't even take it up because of the fact that it does not confirm when it comes out of the House. Nothing they've done in the House confirms to the rules that were in place and the reestablished procedures for impeachment. It could be dead on arrival for that reason because it's not valid, credible, and by the way, hearsay evidence is still not admissible in court. And what is the Senate supposed to be when you do an impeachment process of the president? It's the court.
That's right. It makes the decision. It deliberates on the evidence. It hears the evidence and so forth, and it makes a decision.
And who presides over it?
That would be the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Yep, absolutely. So that would be John Roberts. But this is basic law 101. Again, what they've been doing, and we've been telling people all along, you know, hey, don't get all excited about this, especially the Democrats, because procedures have to be followed for legal implications to be able to move in lockstep with them. And it's not happening in this case. And everybody that's a legal expert's been saying it. You and I have been repeating it. Other people have been repeating it. Some people have forgotten about it, but I guess what? I think they're about to be taken to school with basic law 101 here.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, this is exactly why early on in the so-called process, the Republicans were being vilified for wanting the process to be followed. Almost as if they say, look, you know, hey, they're just talking process. You know, we're talking about removing the president, and they're trying to sort of leapfrog over what is in
and
place.
There is right, and there is a procedure and a process in place for them to use. And if they don't use it, then guess what? It's not valid.
That's right. It's just like throwing out a case where they haven't followed the
So for the Democrats that think they're being so smart about this, well, hey, gotcha. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. And I'm not an attorney, but by God, I read all the different decisions and whatnot that are out there, and you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. Do a little reading. Do a little research. You'll know what I know. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I am a customer, a client of Relief Factor, and I've been taking this product for 3 years and 8 months, going on 3 years and 9 months here at the end of this month. And I take it because of the arthritis I had. Now, I used to take prescription medication, Mobic and Flexeril. It had some side effects with it, so I gave it up. And then I decided to take some high-powered leave and take six a day, two for breakfast, two for lunch, two for dinner, and I started to have some internal bleeding, and I went, uh-oh, I got to stop that, so I did, and I happened to hear a commercial. My buddy Mike Gallagher was doing a commercial for Relief Factor, and I went, well, what do you got to lose for $20, right? So I signed up for it, and doggone stuff works. And I, so help me God, I don't know what there is about it, but it works. And my problems that I've had with my arthritis are almost down to zero. Now, granted, when it gets cold, it comes back. When it gets damp, it comes back. But still, the Relief Factor cuts the pain to where I can do what I need to do. So let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because it's helped people, including myself, find relief in just a couple of weeks of use. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and there's a little video there you can look at. It'll tell you a little bit about the medication. Tell you a little bit about this natural product that's not narcotic and how it works. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling, about $5 or $6 on top of the $19.95. You get it in 3 days. Try it. It'll work for you. 80% of the people, they're telling me, that are taking this Relief Factor stay on it, that have bought it through this program. 80% are staying on it because it's working. We've had truck drivers, police officers, firefighters, longshoremen, people with disabilities taking it, and it's just, it works. That's all I can tell you, folks. I don't know what else to tell you, but Relief Factor is the name of the product. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and try the 3-week quick start. and see what happens. After all you got to lose is pain, right? Alrighty, well, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle, we got a comment here from our favorite Uber driver, David. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, he says, good morning, Captain. This is David, your friendly Uber driver. Seems to me the Democrats would be tired of losing, I guess, at this point, but they have no choice but to pull out all the stops and pray for the proverbial Hail Mary. Well, David, let me tell you a little something. They could throw the kitchen sink into this and anything else they wanted. They're losing. They're losing. And mark my words, what I just told you about what happens when this thing goes from the House of Representatives to the Senate, it could be stopped right on the doorstep and not even let in because of the procedure that was not followed that they cannot take up in the Senate because of the procedural rules that are in place. Hello? Hello? So I'm just saying, Kyle, we'll see who's right.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, who will they blame at that point? Maybe will they point the finger back at Nancy Pelosi?
Well, they need to.
Yeah.
Because if you send something over to the Senate, the Senate's got to be able to understand what's going on. And good morning to Alan, Nebraska. I guess he's up there freezing his little quarter fenders off up there because it's probably really cold. But anyway, and by the way, the president said something, and he wouldn't have just said this out off the wall. He had to have an attorney tell him something like this. He said Schiff has doctored the impeachment transcripts. Well, I think we know how, don't we?
Well, yeah. Well, he's in there almost coaching them when they're talking, you know, when they're testifying.
But they testify, and then he says, stop, and they stop, and then they pick it up again, and they testify, and he says, stop, and then they go again. It's not necessarily coaching. It's what they're putting in there.
Well, right, yeah. What I mean to say is that, yeah, he's controlling this process when they're going through this through the testimony,
and he's making the message sound to what he thinks it needs to be to have it go through. But that is not due process, and again, that is not following the procedures that have to be followed in place when it goes to the Senate.
Well, right,
they're going to kick this thing back. You watch.
Well, right, and I appreciate what David, the Uber driver, the friendly Uber driver, said was this idea of the Hail Mary. It's almost as if, you know, they're trying this, and if it works for them, great. You know, they'll say, oh, good, you know, we succeeded. But even if it doesn't, they'll still be able to say, you know, look, we're damaging the president as much as possible.
Al just said it's colder than a well digger's behind.
I imagine.
I'm watching the weather, but we'll get into that, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. All right, well, a judge says that President Trump cannot sue New York in D.C. to block the tax return release. Now, this, to me, this is his taxes up there that New York State wants to get. It seems to me that this is headed to the Supreme Court.
Well, right. Yeah, it was a 19-page ruling, and so obviously, again, and again, this here we go with the process. The judge says one thing, and you have the ability in this country to continue to appeal, and you can go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is the final say, and so the president can avail himself of that.
Now, Judge Napolitano is still on Fox News, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for him to make the bolt and go over with his buddy, Shepard Smith, over at CNN. And the reason I'm waiting for that is because, once again, of what he said yesterday. You ready?
Yes.
He said, President Trump's fitness for office is in question.
Yeah, where have we heard that before? I mean,
we heard it from Shepard Smith.
Yeah, but, you know, this is where it's almost recycling this kind of thing. You know, I find, Captain, that when we're watching, or if you watch the media opportunities that the president has, he might be talking at a function where he's meeting a leader, or he's in the Oval Office, or even at the helicopter. The president can talk about all these different issues. He doesn't seem like he's unhinged. He doesn't seem like he's having any problem understanding things. But what he is saying are things like Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician. Nancy Pelosi is a corrupt politician. He's actually firing these salvos off, and people say to themselves, well, this kind of rings true. But it angers and it disrupts so much of the so-called swamp or the deep state, whatever you want to call it. And so this is why I think we get these kinds of reactions. And to sort of start this narrative, oh, well, you know, he's not mentally right. He can't keep going.
Here's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Judge Napolitano is the best Democrat the libertarians have. Think about it for a minute with the comments we've been hearing.
Well, it's kind of unfortunate too, because, you know, typically he has very good analysis. I appreciate, you know, his legal mind, basically. I've always seemed to have learned something from Judge Napolitano.
Yeah, but it's changed.
But it's changing, that's right. And it's, I don't know if it's TDS proper, but it certainly is, it's sort of morphing into something else now.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, and now the other thing is, there's a report from the New York Times, and God only knows whether it's true or not, but then again, it might be because of what it says. Vice President Joe Biden's aides have refused to raise the issue of Hunter Biden's Ukraine dealings over the fear of getting a scolding from the former vice president, according to an article written in the New York Times. It's there today.
Yeah, this is a very interesting story, and really I think it sheds a lot of light on what could have been going on, or the sort of the temperature of what was going on with the whole Burisma thing in Ukraine, because this goes back to 2008, Captain. It goes back to when then Barack Obama, the candidate, when they were looking into the Bidens and Hunter Biden and so forth, and evidently Biden, quote-unquote, reacted angrily about these kinds of intrusions or background checks, these kinds of things. And so they were gun shy. They didn't want to go back to the then now vice president and say, hey, the same thing.
And by the way, a special shout out to Sally. She's a new follower of the radio show on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And good morning, Sally. Feel free to type in your comments over there if you want to ask a question or whatnot, or you can call the show at 877-969-8600. Now, the other thing is, as we're getting ready to go to break, I want to talk about President Jimmy Carter. He's been hospitalized for brain swelling. I'm not exactly sure. That may have been from his fall, do you think, his last fall?
Yeah, they've been saying he's had some falls from the report that I saw.
Well, he's had a couple, I think.
That's right. So he's 95 years old, and he also had a minor pelvic fracture from a fall. In the last few weeks, we understand, at his home in Georgia in Plains. And so obviously all our good wishes and prayers for the president,
former president,
that's right. Yeah,
don't do that to us.
Yeah.
Once was enough, thank you.
Yeah, but he's been the best ex-president I think we've ever seen. He does so many good humanitarian work and so much good for other people.
Caller, hold the line. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And guess what? It's a Tuesday morning, and that means that coming up, we've got Ms. Rosemary, and then we've got Denise Simon, and then we've got Chris Markowski, and then we've got Ron Edwards. And guess what? The Rules for Deplorable book author is on today again, Kathy Chamberlain. Hour number four. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter is 95 years old. In other news, President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day parade in New York City.
Just a few weeks ago, American Special Forces raided the ISIS compound and brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Thanks to American warriors, al-Baghdadi is dead. His second in charge is dead. We have our eyes on number three. His reign of terror is over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and as a result, they can offer you coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with the car that you drive, the truck that you drive, the ATV, the boat, the RV, the snowmobile, the ski-do, the wanna-do, the can-do, whatever it is, they can insure it. Pardon me, and they can also help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agent. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And you'll be in Lake Flynn. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a question from a caller, and it's Picasso, and let's get him on the line. Mr. Picasso, what might your question be, sir?
I only get my 15 seconds, Professor Kyle, before I cut you off and let you answer. But anyway, I want to invite you to the site. I think you've got some things there. I would really be curious to hear your feedback on it. Second of all, Napolitano. You got to look at his back pocket and see who's putting cash in there. There can't be any constitutional lawyer who actually believes that this is anything close to impeachment, high crimes, misdemeanors, and so forth. It's just I don't hardly know how I would think that. But my question for you, Professor, was there seems to be a lot of global turmoil and people on the streets marching in as many as 8 or 9 or 10 different countries. I wanted to know whether you thought that was unusual, normal for the times, and just any thoughts you might have on it, because I know you pay attention to the news.
Well, you know, generally speaking, what's going on in America is actually pretty good by, I think, all the different measures. And, you know, people can say we have this or that bubble or this or that thing is going to come down the pike. And don't worry, folks, there'll be a recession soon and it'll hurt President Trump for his reelection. But I don't really think that that's necessarily going to occur, although, you know, we do see cycles. But in terms of what's happening around the globe, I think, number one, once we get these tariff things settled out, or these so-called trade wars settled out, I think there'll be a lot more predictability for different regions. But as we look at China, I think that they are a little bit worried about what is going to be transpiring. Are they going to be able to continue to expand the way they want to? And I don't think that they're as strong as we're led to believe that they are, and that's why I think they're taking this trade war thing so hard. And in different parts of the world, whether it be the Middle East or even in Europe, I know we've seen, as you said, some of those protests and so forth. A lot of that, I think, is shaking out because people are finding out that you can't have socialism and have it really work and have it be a real engine. And they might just start looking to the United States and saying, why is that?
I agree with
so
that.
Well? Yeah.
Yeah. And Picasso, give us a website, Picasso.
TrumpTwitterWall.com. Come on over, Professor. I think there's a couple things you might. I'd love to get your feedback. But anyway, I agree with that. I think is it more than normal turmoil on the streets in more different countries outside the United States than in the past?
All right. Thanks, Picasso, because we got to run. All right. Go ahead, Kyle. I don't think it's more, but it will be more, and here's why. I'll answer that one. There is a concerted effort and a concerted movement being done by the socialists around the world that are still trying to convert some of the republics and democracies around the world, in particular democracies, we'll call them, because there aren't that many republics except for the United States and, I guess, France. But other than that, they are trying very, very hard to swing the pendulum towards the socialist side of the aisle, and this is just part of their game plan.
Well, right, yeah, and we hear, like, in this country now, Elizabeth Warren, and we have Sanders, and this is out-and-out socialism, and others as well, but it's almost like they're making this big push, as if, no, we just got to replace what the United States is all about.
Yeah.
And so, that goes hand-in-hand with what...
And there's something else you need to understand. A couple of her biggest defenders on raising the taxes on the wealthy and this, that, and the other, well, it's only 2 cents for the rich tax. It's only 2 cents. One of them is a multi-billionaire richer than Bill Gates.
Yeah. Well, I know that a lot of the business leaders and these very, very wealthy individuals, I think they're scared to death of an Elizabeth Warren presidency even nomination, because they know that it's coming for them too, and they want to make money.
Have you ever been into fast food? Let me give you an example. Fast food. Do you think they make, a dollar a hamburger?
I don't know. Perhaps.
Pennies. Pennies they make on the sale of a hamburger. Pennies, okay? But they go in volume, okay? Places like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, they go in volume, okay, to sell their burgers. And that's how they make their money. Pennies over a million or two burgers comes out to a fair amount of money. And now she wants to turn around and she wants to take 2 cents of that as a wealth tax? No, I don't think so. All right, well, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's all sort of pretend numbers, too. It's there to rile people up politically.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Mexico, because in late wake of the massacre last week of the women and children, the three women and the six children, Mexico has made several arrests. Now, we're not being told how many or where they were, but we've been told that they've made several arrests, and these are cartel people they've arrested, enforcers.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of specific information, but this, I think, has really touched a nerve, and it's galvanized a lot of people about what's happening in places like this.
Well, yeah, and we'll keep our eyes and ears open because this isn't over yet. And by the way, according to the reports, some of these people moved back. One father, I guess, took his family. And by the way, these are polygamous. Not that that has anything to do with what's going on. It might. I don't know. It's hard to figure out what these cartel folks are trying to do here. But they moved back closer to the U.S. border. They didn't move into the U.S. because polygamy is not legal, and they obviously can't do that. So we'll just hold judgment and see what happens. Now, SpaceX, which is a company that has revitalized things down here in Florida and over there in Texas and out there where you're at in California. SpaceX just launched 60 more mini satellites on Monday, the second batch for global internet service around the world. Now, this is satellite internet.
Yes, exactly. And this is supposed to, of course, cover the U.S. and Canada, or I should say they're starting service there next year. They're slated to do that, but they want to have global coverage very, very soon. The satellites themselves weigh about 575 pounds.
Yeah.
And so this is quite an ambitious effort, because if that is to occur, then that will connect people perhaps in ways that we've never seen before.
Yeah, and a special shout-out to Richard and Marine. He's saying he just got home. I don't know what took him so long, if the weather or what it was, but he says he just got home. He's got the radio turned on listening to us. So, Richard and Marine, we are happy to hear that you made it home safe, my friend. Devin Patrick, a lot of people don't know who that is, so let's start out with who he is.
Right. Well, isn't he the former governor of Massachusetts?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is, and he's not a very good one either.
Right, but he is an ally and a contemporary of Barack Obama.
Very much so.
Yes, and so he may be looking to get into the presidential race, similar to Michael Bloomberg, into the Democrat nomination process.
Well, that's because Kamala can't seem to ford the bridge here, right?
Well, yeah, she has fizzled, I think, is the technical term for that.
Fizzled, blown up, sunk.
Yeah, right.
Self-destructed.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
And by the way, you know where New Hampshire is, right? The first poll in the country?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, the Quinnipiac poll now has Joe Biden leading Elizabeth Warren by 4 points in New Hampshire, and that's significant for one simple reason. Where does Elizabeth Warren reside?
Yeah, she's from Massachusetts.
Right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And if she can't carry New Hampshire, she might want to think about something different. And, oh, by the way, Tulsi Gabbard, still in the news, still running for president, I might add, is demanding that Hillary Clinton retract the Russia remarks. I think just sue her.
Well, yeah, she should. Yeah, she absolutely should, because
yeah.
I think that's way beyond the pale.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is that we had the Russian hacker Alexei Berkov, who was arrested in Israel in 2015, reportedly a hacker to several different companies and businesses here in the United States. Well, he has been returned to the United States to stand trial.
Oh, very interesting. Well, that's good.
All right. Well, tell us how we can hear your show, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, KyleWarrenShow.com. When I come back, hold on to your socks. I'm going to give you a weather report, and I hope you're ready for this one because it's got snow in it, it's got freezing rain in it, it's got ice in it, it's got cold weather in it, and some of it is in the deep south. Hello, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got.
sand to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn out cracker box at DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
Already Leland Martin, and he's a working class out there trucking and getting it done somewhere up in the northern part of the U.S. of A, because he runs pretty much into Canada, all the way across from Wisconsin, Minnesota, north and south Dakota, into Montana, into Washington State, Oregon, Idaho, and then up into Canada with the type of freight that he hauls oversized. Now, we got a barn burner of a weather report here, and it's not pretty. So, the Arctic storm that's impacted the central U.S. is now moving into the east and the east coast, with the potential for record cold temperatures, gusty winds, widespread areas of snow, lake effect snow, rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow mixed. Heavy lake effect snows will continue for the Great Lakes areas, the lee shore of Lake Ontario, starting all the way from the New York state line on I-90. All the way across to Utica, and then all the way up into Quebec. It's also Lake Huron, Lake Superior, and Lake Michigan along the lakes there. Lake effect snow, and they're getting it. And then record warmth continues out there in the West Coast, and stagnant air remains entrenched in the Northwest. They've still got rotten air conditions thanks to all the smoke that went up there from the fires in California. And if you're in Washington State, Eastern Washington, if you're in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene South, if you're in Oregon, Medford, Oregon East, over to Idaho and then into Idaho towards Boise, it's not very appealing to go outside and take a deep breath of air. Now, we've got snow, Great Falls, Montana, all the way to the Canadian border tonight, going up I-15. We've got snow, so it looks like 4th of July, it's snowing, but I don't see the chain law in effect up there just yet. Wyoming, in southeastern Wyoming, over around Laramie to Cheyenne, you've got some wind. And some snow blowing around, some blowing snow there. Now, if you're in Texas tonight and you're on I-10, Fort Stockton East, almost within eyeshot of San Antonio, Texas. Let's see here. Let me find the eastern part of this. You've got snow on I-10 tonight. And the snow goes right over to, I'm looking at the weather map, the snow goes right over to, well, it's coming into San Antonio, some of this weather, because the temperatures are cold enough to snow over that way. I'll be doggone. Yep, coming out of San Antonio, going west, you're going to have it all the way out to, Fort Stockton. Some snow down on the Mexican border. Wow. And it's going east. Rain down south, but 34 degrees and rain and snow mixed right now in Austin and San Antonio. So, hello, real world. So, those of you listening to us on 9:30, the answer in San Antonio, you're probably going to get a little dusting of white stuff. Now, out in front of that, you've got high winds, you've got unsettled weather conditions all the way across Houston, all the way down to the Mexican border. You got a frost warning down there at Brownsville, down that way, and also up into southeastern Oklahoma, where they had snow yesterday. You've got a frost warning, freeze warning there. Over in Arkansas, frost warning, freeze warning scattered in the state. You've got snow tonight in northern Louisiana, just south of the Tennessee line. You've got freeze warnings, and I mean solid freeze warnings for some temperatures. It could be down in the upper teens, all the way across the central and lower part of Louisiana, central and lower part of Mississippi, and the lower part of Alabama, to include the panhandle of Florida over towards Pensacola and a little bit east towards, looks like Crestview and southern Georgia, the western part of southern Georgia. West of Valdosta, you've got a freeze warning there. Valdosta in that area, you got a frost warning tonight. And you got windy conditions as well. Temperatures are not very warm. You've got snow starting up in the mountains of North Carolina, the mountains of eastern Tennessee, going up I-81 into Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, and then going up into West Virginia. If you're going up I-77, you'll have snow all the way to Ohio. And if you're out in the western part of Kentucky, going up towards Louisville, snow. If you're headed up into Indiana, I-65, snow, I-70, you got snow in that area from West Virginia across to Indiana, the Illinois line. Now, let's get to where the rubber meets the road, because this is where the big stuff is. Lake effect snow up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, all around the lakes, period. Wisconsin, lake effect snow up on the northern part of the lake and over towards Green Bay, scattered snow showers there. Snow across I-80 and I-90 in Ohio from about halfway across the state east. And by the time you get to Erie, Pennsylvania, it's like dropping a curtain because lake effect, heavy snow on I-90 all the way from Erie, Pennsylvania to Buffalo, all the way from Buffalo to Utica, all the way straight up from Syracuse to the Canadian line, the Thousand Islands, all the way across the Adirondacks over into Vermont, up I-87 just north of Lake George. However, it is snowing now down just north of Poughkeepsie, all the way up 87 until you get into the heavy stuff up above Lake George, up above Albany. Then you'll run into the lake effect that's up that way. And it's also heavy snow and a winter storm warning, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, northern Maine, snowing in the rest of Maine, snowing in the rest of New Hampshire. The only place right now where it's cold but not snowing just yet is Boston and Providence, but it looks like it's going to do it soon. Hartford looks like you may be in store for some snow here in the not-too-distant future. Pennsylvania, you're pretty much out of it so far. Jersey, you're pretty much out of it so far. Delaware, eastern Virginia, eastern North Carolina, you might have some rain out there in the Outer Banks right now. It's rain showers. And Georgia, as I said, South Carolina, you've got a frost and a freeze warning there, central part of the state, as well as over to the Atlantic Ocean, and the same thing for Georgia right now in the eastern half of the state. However, in the southwestern part of the state, you've got a hard freeze. And tonight and tomorrow, these could be some really cold nights for you as it's setting record temperatures all around. Now, a nice place where you can go. Yesterday, of course, if you were out on the highway and you went to a Flying J, you got yourself a free breakfast for being a veteran. And that's a good thing, always a good thing. And I know a lot of people took advantage of that. I had a lot of people telling me, thanks very much to the Flying J. Well, some of the Flying J's are listening right now, so thanks to the Flying J. Thanks to the pilots, where they were doing the same thing, the pilot travel centers. And again, not your daddy's average church stop anymore when it comes to the pilot or the Flying J. You're going to find Arby's, Chester's Chickens, Dairy Queens, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subways, Taco Bell's, Wendy's, Huddle Houses, Moe's Southwest Grill, Dunkin' Donuts, the full-service Dunkin' Donuts that offer a menu for breakfast and offer for lunch, and they also offer a light supper. So there you go. But that's what you're going to find. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So stop by and check them out. Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop by and check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right. Going to take a break and top of the hour news. And when we come back, Ms. Rosemary Prayer Intercessor is going to be around. And she's got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. And by the way, a special shout out again to Sally, who just became a member. 27 degrees in Plano, Texas. That's where she's at. Okay, Sally. All right. And President Carter was admitted out there, she's telling me. Okay, thanks, Sally. And we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Rolling right back right after the top of the hour news.
Hi, Peter Beccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.